This is Bronson Hermuth. I'm coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm at producer Bill Vorndijk's house at his studio with an artist from overseas, from the Netherlands, is my understanding. We're going to find out all about that. His name is Jan Reitman. And Jan, thank you so much for doing this.
It's an honor, and it's a pleasure to be here. And actually, I'm living in Belgium. Was born in Holland.
Okay.
And me and my wife are living in Belgium and for a part in Sarasota, Florida. And just moved into an apartment to live a little bit more over here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. I researched you on the internet, so I don't know if your ears were burning, but I've been thinking about you and looking at you online.
Okay.
You've been doing this your whole life. You started playing music in the 60s.
That's right. I went to music school when I was 6 years old, and my mother was playing piano, and she taught me and helped me. But of course, I was 6 years old, so I liked to play soccer and everything. And then one moment, we were studying and doing things on that age. And I said, hey, I don't like to play the piano. And then she says, okay, go outside, do your soccer thing, but then I don't help you anymore. And I think that's, at that point I thought, hey, well, no, I think I like to play. And I went on playing music and went to the conservatory in the Netherlands and got my first band when I was, I think, 12 years old or something like that. And got into the rock and roll, and that was a complete different world from where I was studying on the conservatory, because it was not allowed to play in a band.
Well, I saw when I was looking at you, at one point I saw that you were going to join a psychedelic band, and your mom didn't think that you should.
Yeah, that's right. We had a shop, a small shop where you could buy chocolates and fruit and everything. And on a very busy Saturday afternoon, there was a van coming in front of the shop, and there were all people in the shop, and my mother saw people coming in with long hair and great guys, because one of the guys was called Long Tall Erdy, so he was about 2 meters long. And she ran to the back of the house, and she said, hey, Jan, one thing. You're never gonna play with those dirty guys.
That was Long Tall Ernie and the Shakers?
That was the psychedelic band Moan. And then I wasn't allowed to do that. And then they came back, I think, in 2 months. And then she said, okay, I don't think I can stop you. Go ahead and play with those guys. And then we've played for 2 months as a psychedelic band. And then we turned into a real old rock and roll band. And that was Long Tall Ernie and the Shakers. And my first golden record I got on the birthday of my mother, and that was incredible.
Oh, that had been fantastic.
Yeah, the 31st of August, and she passed away a couple of years ago, and she was my everything. She said, okay, and then after the first golden record, my career took off, and she was always there. So
you've made 7 albums, haven't you, as an artist?
Yeah, I made. And as a producer, I have, I think, 15 or 20 golden records of producing artists. And I did some instrumental stuff. I'm going to do a new instrumental again with Bill Vorndijk. And I did, for the first time after 30 years, I think, I made a vocal album again, where I was singing again in Dutch. And yeah, I did a lot of things. I did musicals. I did a lot of television shows, radio shows. We did stadiums, 80,000 seaters. And now I'm getting older and hopefully wiser. Now I'm. I thought, well, hey, let me do the things I really like to do. That's writing songs, making songs, writing with some guys, and do things together. And suddenly, I have the same fun in all the things I'm doing musical-wise as I had when I was 12 years old with my first band, and that feels great.
Oh, I'll bet it does.
So my new start is in Nashville over here, and I was so lucky to meet Bill, and he believed in me. He listened to everything, and like you did, and he's teaching me a lot. So I'm a newborn artist again.